Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
How do you know if somebody is lying about whether or not they got the vaccine? According to a lot of experts, we have to go on the honor system. And to me, that seems pretty shady.
It is the biggest test of the honor system in the history of man. When I want to tell if somebody's lying, I strap them to a chair and pour water over their face.
I don't think that's how it works. Michael Cunningham, he's a psychologist and professor at the University of Louisville. I'm reading your bio, Michael, and it says you have 35 years research on lying, cheating, and stealing.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
That's true. I also study some of the nicer aspects of behavior, like love and helping. But lying, cheating, and stealing has been a bread and butter aspect of my line of root investigations.
So, Michael, what do you think is about to happen right now, right? Is the propensity for most people, they're going to lie about not being vaccinated or being vaccinated? Or are most people going to actually tell the truth?
Well, the answer is that the good part of it is that about 75% of the people are probably going to get vaccinated. So when they say they've been vaccinated, it's most likely to be the truth. It's the 25% of vaccine resistors that we have to worry about. Some of those people are going to be outspoken and tell you that they're not getting vaccinated, and the reason, which may be medical or maybe political, that they have about that, and the others will be lying to you.
All right, I have so many questions for you. Now, first thing I read is that you said that people lie about once a day. What do people lie about every day?
Well, many people lie about minor things like, how do I look? You look great. How are you feeling? Oh, I feel fine. I mean, most people tend to meet expectations. They know what other people want to hear, and they want to deliver that to them. And depending on the line of work they're in, they may be asked to spin the truth in other ways.
It's true, Anna, because, I mean, think about it. Every time somebody asks you how you're doing or you ask somebody how they're doing, you never respond with, you know, I've been better. I've had better days. Or today's no good. Mm-hmm. Or you know what? I don't feel like talking to anybody at all today, but at least I showered. So there's that.
Exactly. So there's lots of opportunities to shade the truth or to exaggerate or minimize.
Okay, so how can you tell if somebody's lying to you?
It depends on the person. There's no one universal or 10 universal symptoms of lying, but individuals who lie may show one or more signs, but you have to know the person to know which one of the signs they're giving off. So the better you know somebody, the better you are at being their lie detector.
And I usually can tell when I'm lying.
Yeah, like when I ask him every morning, do I look okay before we shoot a video? And he doesn't even look at me. And he's like, yep. I'm like, you didn't even look at me.
Right.
How
you
do
look
you
fine.
Know?
Right. You look totally fine, right?
You look good enough for my purposes, which is to say, I don't care.
Right, exactly. All right, so in general, should we be concerned if people are not telling the truth when it comes to the vaccine once we start unmasking?
We absolutely should be, because at least 25% of the 25% of the people who aren't getting vaccinated are going to be lying. But one of the things you can do is just ask them about, well, how do you feel about getting vaccinated? If it were somebody asking me, I'd say, I got it as soon as I possibly could. I was trying to be first in line. There is no resistance, no hesitancy. Other people will say, yeah, I got it when my time was called. And other people will say, well, I had some real problems with it. I didn't really want to, but I had to. There you start having some doubt as to whether they actually went through it. And if somebody says, well, vaccine's stupid, but I did it. Well, then you really have to doubt them, because you know there's still a lot of resistance there.
Good tips.
Michael, you're the guy that I don't want to play poker with, but I could walk into any room right now and be like, you know what, am I safe to take my mask off here? And you'd be my evaluator.
Michael Cunningham, he's a psychologist and professor at the University of Louisville. Thank you for talking to us this morning. That was fun.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.